From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Ministry of Agriculture says subsidized fertilizers increase national rice production. Minister Sri Mulyani reminds people stay careful after vaccination. Now the news in detail. Director General of Food Plans at the Ministry of Agriculture, Suwandi, during a hearing meeting with Commission for House of Representatives, or DPR, on subsidized fertilizers and farmer cards in Jakarta on Monday virtually explained, subsidized fertilizers will contribute in increasing national grain and rice production in 2020 and 2021. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Suwandi revealed that the productivity of grain in Indonesia in 2020 was 5.19 tons per hectare, higher than Thailand 3.09 tons per hectare, India 3.88 tons per hectare, Malaysia 4.08 tons per hectare, and the Philippines 3.97 tons per hectare. However, this number is still below Vietnam with a production of 5.82 tons per hectare. Based on a study by the Center for Socioeconomic and Agricultural Policy, or PSEKP, in 2020, the use of urea fertilizer, SP36, and NPK fertilizers has a positive effect with an elasticity value of 0.02, namely if fertilizer use increases by 10%, production will increase by 0.26%. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati in the webinar Synergy to Restore the Country in Jakarta Monday reminded the public not to be careless by the spread of COVID-19 and to continuously conduct disciplined health protocols, even though they have been vaccinated. As stated by Antara News Agency, she explained that several countries around the world are currently experiencing a surge in cases of COVID-19. Including Europe and India, which are the largest producers of the COVID-19 vaccine. Moreover, Sri Mulyani said, Europe has again implemented lockdown in both Italy and Germany, except Britain, which has vaccinated more than 47% of its people. Besides, she said, the United States, which has carried out a vaccination program up to 2.5 million per day, is also facing the increasing COVID-19 cases. She affirmed COVID-19 is a challenge which does not have a timeline, so that the community and government must really take care of health, economic, and social perspectives. The environmental aspect has become the prime factor in the development of the new capital of Indonesia in East Kalimantan province. It was said by Minister of National Development Planning, Suharto Monoarfa, in a meeting with architects and designers of the new capital city in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He also said the development of the new capital city pays very much attention to the environment. In fact, the government will reforest arid and barren land. He said the development of the new capital city will take into account environmental conservation and that it will be conducted in coordination with the Environment and Forestry Ministry. He further said the process of planning and designing the state capital has calculated all aspects. The process has followed acceptable principles, and above all, it does not violate the law. The Indonesian Navy has added two warships to its fleet to maintain security and uphold the law of the sea. As reported by Antara News Agency, Naval Chief of Staff Admiral Yudo Margono in a press statement released on Monday said, the addition of the two warships, Kalpandang I-172 and Kalsarudik I-218, is an integral part of the development of TNIAL, or the Indonesian Navy Force, while inaugurating the ship naming and launch of the two ships at Halte Slipway of PT Palindo Marine in Batam on Monday. Yudo Margono explained, the two ships are ready to maintain security and uphold the law of the sea, which is the manifestation of the duties of the professional, modern, and strong Indonesian Navy Force meter wide ships. Is proof that Indonesian dockyard company PT Palindo Shipyard Marine Batam is able to support the strategic industry in the field of state defense in the sea. Now we move to the international news. Hungarian government on Monday said that Hungary will begin gradual easing of coronavirus restrictions within days, as it expects to have 25% of its population of 10 million inoculated by Tuesday or early Wednesday at the latest. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who faces an election in a year, is walking a tightrope between a lockdown to tame the world's deadliest COVID-19 surge and the need to reopen the economy to avoid a second year of deep recession. The Central European country reported record coronavirus fatalities last week, and doctors describe hospitals filling beyond capacity, signaling the government may be forced to postpone a reopening. The National Health Authority said on Tuesday that China reported 24 new COVID-19 cases on April 5, down from 32 cases a day earlier. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the National Health Commission said in a statement that 15 of the new cases were local infections. All of the local infections were reported in Ruili, a city in the southwestern Yunnan province that borders Myanmar, that has ordered home quarantine and restricted the flow of people after a new cluster emerged. Authorities said separately on Tuesday, 12 of the new COVID-19 cases in Ruili were previously asymptomatic patients. The number of new asymptomatic cases, which China does not classify as confirmed cases, fell to 17 from 18 cases a day earlier. We end the news with Turkey that has detained 10 retired admirals after they openly criticized a huge Istanbul Canal project championed by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, those held were among 104 retired admirals who signed an open letter warning against withdrawal from an international treaty governing use of the strategic Bosphorus Strait. The strait, crowded with shipping, is the only waterway linking the Black Sea to the Mediterranean. The planned canal is an alternative. The 10 admirals have been charged with agreeing to commit a crime against the security of the state and the constitutional order that puts them in a similar category to the many military figures prosecuted for the 2016 botched coup attempt against President Erdogan. Well, listener, that was the news.
Kami berjanji. Muslim will soon fast in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is one of the most awaited months by Muslim. In Indonesia, one of the Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah, has announced the one Ramadan will fall on April 13, 2021. Meanwhile, the Indonesian government will only determine the start of Ramadan through the Isbat session, which is scheduled to be held on April 12, 2021. A week before the month of Ramadan, there is good news issued by the government of Indonesia. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, said that the government allowed the implementation of Tarawih and Idul Fitri prayers 1442 Hijriah in congregation. In his press statement, after attending a meeting chaired by President of the Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, Monday afternoon, Minister Muhajir Effendi said that the implementation of Tarawih prayers and Idul Fitri prayers is basically permitted by applying the set health protocols and must be carried out very strictly. He asked that the implementation of the congregational prayer services should also be limited to the scope of the community, which means that the congregation knows each other. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Khalil Kumas has also issued circular letter on No. 3/2021 concerning the guidelines for Ramadan and Idul Fitri worship year 1442 Hijri 2021. The contents include the management of a mosque or prayer room can hold worship activities with a limit on the number of attendees to a maximum of 50% of the capacity of the mosque by implementing the strict health protocols. This permission is certainly good news for Muslims in Indonesia. Performing Tarawih prayers in congregation for them is greatly missed. Last year, the fasting month coincided with the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. At that time, by implementing large-scale social restriction, the government prohibited congregational worships at the mosque. This government policy will certainly pay for the longing for Tarawih prayers in congregation at some mosque. Mosque organizers can openly hold congregational prayers. It is hoped that a strong sense of longing for the congregational prayers at the mosque is accompanied by high adherence to implementing the health protocols. People have to keep fortifying themselves by wearing masks, bringing their own praying mat to carry out the congregational prayers, and avoiding the crowds after the congregational prayers are over. The mosque staffers must also strictly prohibit those who do not apply the set health protocols from participating in congregational prayers at the mosque. Marhaban ya Ramadan. Welcome to Ramadan. I'll start today in history on April 6, 1960, when the National Fisherman Day is established. April 6 is the National Fisherman's Day, which has been established since 1960. National Fisherman's Day is designated as a form of appreciation for the services of Indonesian fishermen in fulfilling the protein and nutritional needs of all Indonesian people. In addition, fishermen are one of the national assets in supporting the national economy, which needs more attention. Let's move on to April 6, 1994. The assassination of the president of Rwanda and Burundi marked the beginning of the Rwandan genocide. A plan carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundian President Cyprien Ntaryamira, both of Hutu ethnic, was shot down by opposing militant groups, killing everyone on board. This incident triggered a large-scale ethnic massacre or genocide by a group of Hutu extremists in Rwanda against the Tutsis. In just a few hours after Juvenal Habyarimana was killed, all places in Rwanda were immediately blockaded. I'll end today in history with April 6, 2013, when the International Sports Day for Development and Peace is declared. April 6 was declared the International Sports Day for Development and Peace at the UN General Assembly in 2013.
The date refers to the start date of the first modern Olympics in 1896. April 6 is dedicated to appreciating the daily hard work carried out by sports organizations, athletes, coaches, and NGOs who play a fundamental role by spreading the values of sport education to people of all ages around the world. That was Today in History.
Belum sempat kulihat senyummu, belum sempat kulepas rinduku, malah kamu pergi dengan dia. Di belakangku kau mainkan aku, kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit, padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau malah mainkan aku. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit, padahal sebentar ku pergi tak lama, tapi kau malah selingkuh. Tak sempat kita bertemu, tak sempat melepas rindu. Teganya dirimu kepadaku, kini kau dengan dia. Oh, oh, oh. Kau penipu cinta, tak bisa ku percaya. Kau buat hatiku jadi sakit, padahal sebentar ku perginya tak lama, tapi kau malah selingkuh. Kau main
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Romania have agreed to further enhance cooperation between the two countries in the fields of economy, trade, investment, combating terrorism, overcoming COVID-19, and mutually supporting cooperation in international forums. This was stated in the high-level talk meeting between Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Mahendra Siregar, and State Secretary for Global and Diplomatic Strategies of Romania, Cornel Feruta. The meeting took place on Thursday, virtually. Deputy Foreign Minister Mahendra Siregar said that this meeting was very important to further improve relations between the two countries, explore opportunities for cooperation, and overcome challenges caused by COVID-19. As quoted by the kemlu.go.id page, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Mahendra Siregar explained that the Indonesian government has identified priority sectors for cooperation, such as industry, digital technology, communication, transportation, including the port sector. Deputy Foreign Minister Mahendra Siregar further noted the existence of trade barriers from the European Union for palm oil products and asked for Romania's support
to overcome these obstacles, because Romania is a member of the European Union. He also said that Indonesian palm oil is in accordance with the set standards. The obstacles also affect palm oil products, which are one of the main products of Indonesia and a number of other Asian countries. Meanwhile, State Secretary for Global and Diplomatic Strategies Romania, Cornel Paruta, expressed his sympathy to Indonesia for the terror acts in Makassar, Sulawesi, some time ago, and supported Indonesia in tackling terrorism. On that occasion, State Secretary Cornel Paruta revealed that the opportunities for cooperation between the two countries in the trade sector are very large. According to Cornel Paruta, Romania can be the gateway for Indonesian products to the European Union and vice versa. Indonesia can be the gateway for Romanian products to the region. On one hand, to increase economic and trade cooperation, both sides encourage direct contact between the business sectors of both countries. The Working Group on Trade, Industry and Investment meeting between Indonesia and Romania, which will take place in October 2021, is expected to contribute to increased cooperation. On the other hand, amid the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, the value of trade between Indonesia and Romania reached $153.4 million, up 0.8% from 2019, amounting to $152.2 million. The trade balance between the two countries in 2020 shows a surplus for Indonesia of $64.5 million. Meanwhile, Indonesia's export to Romania reached $108.9 million, all of which were non-oil and gas exports.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tanya-tanya tentang perasaan kita. Benarkah kita saling mencinta, atau hanya pernah saling cinta? Bukankah kamu juga merasa dingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hati. Apakah sebaiknya kita putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan? Bukankah kamu juga merasa dingin mulai menjalari percakapan kita? Pertanyaan kamu sedang apa? Terkesan hanya sebuah formalitas saja. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu, apakah sebaiknya kita putus atau terus kita sedang mempertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan?
Mana ini sih? Bisa kamu beda?
Aku maunya apa? Aku mau kita terus bersama. Coba tanyakan lagi pada hatimu. Pertahankan hubungan, atau hanya sekedar hanya sekedar menunda perpisahan?
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we present you Soto Lorjuk. Lorjuk, which is commonly called bamboo clam, is a type of marine animal which is small, long, and green. People can get lorjuk when the seawater is that high. Usually, the Madurese people in East Java process it into snacks or food flavoring ingredients. Lorjuk is also processed into food products, such as lorjuk crackers, lorjuk petis shrimp paste, lorjuk rengginang crackers, lorjuk beans, and soto lorjuk soup. Listener, soto lorjuk is made from lontong or rice cake, fried bean sprouts, crackers, glass noodles, and lorjuk. To make this soto, lorjuk which has been caught is then boiled to remove the skin, while the boiled water is not thrown away because it will be used as broth. Soto lorjuk is served in a bowl containing slices of lontong, fried sprouts, and crackers. Lorjuk and the broth are then poured into the bowl. Lorjuk is usually enjoyed with chili sauce with a glass of warm tea. When you eat it, the texture is chewy but soft. It tastes sweet and savory. Besides being delicious, lorjuk is also beneficial for the body. Lorjuk has nutritional content like other types of clams. Lorjuk clams are very low in calories and high in protein, mineral, iron, and also omega-3. The health benefits that can be obtained if you eat lorjuk regularly are preventing heart disease, controlling blood pressure, controlling cholesterol, and others. For those who are interested in enjoying soto lorjuk, come to the island of Madura or the city of Surabaya. There, soto lorjuk is sold for 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Langsung aja yuk kita dengerin single yang satu ini, Cinta Sendiri.
Mungkin salahku selalu mengganggumu dengan kata cintaku, dengan kata rindu. Tak berniatku untuk memaksakanmu agar menerimaku, biar ku bisa milikimu. Buku sakuku jadi saksi diamku, semua tertulis tentang dirimu. Mengapa senyummu selalu di pikiranku? Oh Tuhan tolong aku, ku tak bisa menghindarinya. Aku hanya ingin engkau tahu, aku mencintaimu secinta-cintanya aku. Ku hanya ingin engkau tahu, aku merindukanmu
serindu-rindunya aku. Ku takkan membebanimu untuk mencintaiku. Cukup aku saja yang mencintaimu. Oh.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a radio lesson on Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language that introduces the vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia. Today's topic is Ungkapan Kemungkinan, or in English, Possibility Expression. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on ungkapan kemungkinan, which means possibility expressions. The conversation takes place between Kevin and his colleague Mela over the phone. Kevin has a fever. Kevin states the possible cause of his fever. Let's listen to their conversation.
Mel, aku demam.
Kenapa?
Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, ungkapan kemungkinan, which means possibility expression. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Demam. Demam, which means fever. Aku kehujanan. Aku kehujanan, which means I got caught in the rain. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini, which means maybe I won't work today. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means perhaps because yesterday I got caught in the rain. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. In that expression, there is the word mungkin. mungkin, which means maybe. The word mungkin, which also means perhaps or may, is used to convey possibility. The speaker wasn't really sure what he was saying. For example, mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Let's listen to example of a phrases to convey the possibilities. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have a fever. Kenapa? Kenapa, which means why. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means maybe because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Another example. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini. Mungkin aku tidak akan bekerja hari ini, which means maybe I won't work today. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have fever. Besides using the word mungkin, mungkin, which means maybe, to express the possibility, you can use the word barangkali, which means perhaps. For example, barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan. Barangkali karena kemarin aku kehujanan, which means perhaps because yesterday I got caught in the rain. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian for today. For more details, I'll bring you the sample of conversation one more time.
Mel, aku demam.
Kenapa?
Mungkin karena kemarin aku kehujanan.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again tomorrow with another different topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Saya mencintai Ainun, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua lebih cinta Ainun. Saya tidak pernah merasakan ditinggalin Ainun, karena beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya.
Dan aku
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today presents a Malay song entitled Patah Hati by N. Andrianto. Like the title of the song, Patah Hati, which means broken heart, this song tells the story of a broken-hearted person after his lover leaves him. His heart is now broken and his life has no direction. The lyrics of this song are sung repeatedly at a slow tempo. The song Patah Hati itself has often been sung by many singers with different musical arrangements. Well, listener, here is Patah Hati by N. Andrianto. Enjoy the song.
Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.